Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings, friends. Very, very exciting day in the TMOS studios in the D.C. area, St. Augustine, Florida area, and the Fort Myers area, and happy to have you with us after the holiday weekend, yes.
With the overlap, well, not the really the overlap, but the adjacency of two broadcast outlets in Florida, we really cover much of the state, no?
Yeah, we do. We really do. The signal that comes from Fort Myers goes all the way down to Cuba, and Josh's signal covers the top part of the state and also all of Alabama and Georgia and part of South Carolina.
Isn't that why they call us the 50,000-watt podcast machine?
Absolutely. And it makes for an eclectic group of listeners. And then you cover, the suburbs of D.C., but, you know, Rob, I should point out, his signal coming out of his home is a carrier current.
It is.
So he gets Leesburg all the way to Route 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then really the bulk of his signal goes to the Potomac, but it's mostly agricultural fields.
It is. And Mike, don't forget the upgrade we had last year where if you go to the Sterling campus of Northern Virginia Community College.
The repeater?
Yeah. We're piped into the dining hall.
Oh, that's right. Just like we're doing college radio humor. Right
we now. Are indeed. We're good at
be.
It.
Welcome to our show. We are very happy to have you. Hope everybody had a happy and safe 4th of July.
You got all 10 fingers?
Who's texting me right now? Let's see.
It's not me.
Oh, another charge was declined. That's always.
Now, that's okay if it's coming from
love
your
you,
lawyer.
Amex. Love you, love you, love you, love you,
oh,
love you.
Oh, it's a credit card. That's not a good charge to be declined.
Yeah, well, it's,
what were you trying to buy?
I think it can probably be summed up best by I think it was an Aerosmith song. I'm living on the edge.
Well, that's good.
No, I'm not. No, it's just they try to discipline their customers.
That's I understand. I also had a bad transaction over the weekend. I thought that my DJ sound effect shelf back here needed a clown horn. And I went on Amazon.
There you go. There he is, Kerry, taking care of the family again.
Okay. That's nice. No charges declined this weekend, though. So,
ooh,
you know.
You said you had a problem, so you lied?
I did. No, it wasn't a financial problem.
Why did you say you had a problem?
It was the quality of the merchandise. I will show you now the problem, Mike.
I was surprised you went to Amazon and not to eBay for some classic clown horn from some TV show.
Actually, it wasn't Amazon at all. I went through our TMOS shopping page to buy this, and I was not dissatisfied with the shopping page experience. I was dissatisfied by the merchandise, which I think comes from out of town. Look at this. I have to keep it sort of wrapped up because I'm returning it today. But first of all, look at the sagging bulb on it.
Boy, look at that ball.
Isn't that bad?
That's a real sagging ball.
It is a sagging. Even if you turn it upside down, it looks wrong.
Could that be a heat-related melting type of thing? I mean, can you hold that up again, please?
Yeah,
it
might be precancerous. I don't know. It's not a good ball. And so, you know, you're supposed to, it has the bracket to attach to your bicycle. But this got fairly good write-ups, and I got it. And I said, well, you know what? I can deal with the sagging ball. There's no problem with my sagging ball. But listen to the sound on it. It's so dissatisfactory. It's horrible.
Wouldn't it be unsatisfactory?
Well, I'm dissatisfied with its unsatisfactory performance.
Would that be the way it is? I don't know. I don't remember.
But listen, that's horrible.
That has to go back immediately.
So I did file the paperwork, and it said, why are you returning this item? I said, because it sucks. That's what I typed in.
Well, now
I repurchased Mike one from the Schwinn company. I think they can be trusted, no?
Well, the last I checked, I don't think they make clown horns. I thought they made bicycles.
That's why it's so much more expensive.
You don't use a clown horn regularly on the show.
Well, no, because I didn't have one.
We stopped doing that in 1986.
But sometimes, Mike, listen, sometimes you need it, like seasoning. Perhaps, look at this. Sometimes you need a hotel bell. Sometimes you just need it. And you've never once been dissatisfied with this. You like
that. Oh, you might be wrong about that.
And then this is necessary all the time.
I kind of, that's my fave.
Okay.
That's my fave. That's the one of all of your toys that you have in your studio. That's the one that might make me the most jealous.
Really?
That's the one if I had that in here, you'd probably have to tell me to stop doing it because it would get that obnoxious. But we digress. Now that we have served to chase whatever listeners were joining
Don't
us at the beginning of the show
it. They're
away.
More intrigued now than they've ever been thanks to my sagging ball.
You know what? We're going to get to the 4th of July in a second here. And
okay.
I want to... I don't know whether it's getting older or what it is, but we'll talk about the holiday. I want to talk about the 4th of July and whether or not it used to be one of my favorites. It might not be anymore for a variety of reasons.
Why is that?
I'll get to that.
That's crazy.
But we have a major announcement we have been teasing all over the weekend, and this is something... I'm as excited about this as anything we do on the show. Mm-hmm. And that's really the only way I have of setting it up. And the boys got together over the weekend and put together what I like to think is an old-fashioned television radio promotional announcement, which I'm very proud of it. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Mr. Spiewak?
I do. It's easy to produce when the copy is strong, and you wrote the copy.
Oh, that's right. I had a moment of clarity. And,
yeah.
My dementia had actually subsided a bit, and I was able to take pen to paper because Mr. Sroka has been working diligently behind the scenes to provide you a wonderful listener experience you can eat. And in the words of Warner Wolf, I simply say to you now, let's go to the videotape. Play it, Josh.
When we thought about our next TMOS adventure, we wanted to make it a little more special. We wanted to go back to a place our listeners love.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. And this time, we wanted to make our hotel our home for the weekend.
The Downtown Grand.
Downtown Grand. All of us at the Mike O'Meara Show invite you to the Grand Reunion on the weekend of November 9th when we take over the Downtown Grand Hotel in the heart of the best part of Las Vegas. Your weekend will include a Friday night blackjack and slot tournament.
21.
Special discounted room rates.
The ladies of TMOS brunch.
Hello.
And a very special podcast recorded poolside and live on the Downtown Grand Hotel rooftop at the elegant Citrus Grand pool deck. Your weekend will also include special surprise activities and special commemorative Grand Reunion merchandise. We know that you love the show, but we also know that you love getting back together with the people who share your TMOS passion. That's why we invite you to join us for the Grand Reunion at the Downtown Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. It's a grand weekend for the show, the city, and most of all, you. Get your tickets for all the fun at MikeOMaraShow.com and do it right now.
There you go.
Yeah, baby.
That's the announcement, ladies and gentlemen. We are going back to Las Vegas. A lot of people were speculating on and thought that might be it. Yeah, it's our favorite place
when
to go.
When we thought about...
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Mike. I hit the wrong button. Meant to hit that.
Well, at least we got the win in. We're very, very excited about this. And the November 8th, November 9th weekend, that's when we're going to be in Las Vegas. And we are going to be joined by a few hundred of our favorite friends on the pool deck. You got to get those tickets early to get in on that one. But even if you miss out on that, we're going to have tons of activities at the hotel. Here's the best thing about this. The concept of having everything in one place at a hotel that is not on the major strip, but really downtown in that cool part that everybody loves so bad.
And our 30 yards from Fremont Street. I mean, it's so easy to get to all the fun stuff there. I love
and our listeners love it, and our my wife loves it. I will tell you this, that the idea of having everything at one place was somehow in my mind ever since we came up with going to Vegas again. And we're able to do it. And thanks to everybody at the Downtown Grand Hotel that we're going to be able to do that. And the only thing that's going to change is the room rate special. Do not book your room today. Book your room tomorrow. You can get your tickets for the show. Well, Josh, you know the details of this.
Yep.
You can get your tickets for the show today at MikeOMaraShow.com. But wait till tomorrow to get the rooms because that's when they kick in with the special. Correct?
Yeah. Correct. Okay. We'll get you the promo code for the show, for the rooms tomorrow. It wasn't working this morning, so I just got to call the hotel. But tickets are now on sale over on MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click on the store. Tickets are up there now. Would you like to guess who was the first person to jump on and purchase their ticket as soon as that promo video started?
Dennis Murphy.
No.
I would like to guess Jim Amato.
Nope. Those guys are still sitting at home.
Dirk
Get off
Bastard.
Your ass, Jim.
Dirk jumped in right away.
That's it. Dirk is one of the P1 of P1s, a wonderful human being, and get right on it. Look, what we love about get-togethers like this, everything surrounding our show is the most important stuff. We love doing our show, don't get me wrong. We got a great show. We'll have a great show planned for you when we're on the pool deck. It's very cool that we're going to be doing it in this location. It's going to be, and the difference is, as opposed to the stage presentations that we've done in years past, this is going to be a recorded podcast. We're doing a real show, and you're going to be part of the show. So we have not nailed down what the delivery system of the show will be after we record it, but we will be recording a video recording and an audio recording of the live podcast on the pool deck. And what do we do if it rains in Las Vegas?
It doesn't rain in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right. It doesn't.
It doesn't. It's dry like crazy.
We have contingency plans for everything. We're going to do it in the event that it rains. We will put the hundreds of people that were coming to this in my room. That's how that's going to work.
Oh, you're getting the suite then.
Yes, the big suite. The suite that can accommodate all of our listeners.
Go ahead, Josh.
Don't sit at home and wait for the recording. We're not guaranteeing the recording.
No,
The recording, but are we guaranteeing the recording?
Neither.
We are going to record the show.
But it might just end up in our archives, Mike.
Don't sit at home and wait to listen to it the day after.
Yes. And if you do that, you're very bad. You're a very bad person.
Mike, how exciting. I mean, we've done different venues, obviously. We've done the Improv, which is a classic low-ceilinged comedy club. We've done the classic theaters like the State Theater. We've done the Las Vegas-styled showrooms like we did in Reno. I guess it would be a Reno showroom. How cool is it?
Well, it was a ballroom, really.
It was a ballroom.
Showroom.
Yes.
You can't overstate it. It's,
okay.
It was our listeners with a bunch of chairs and a ballroom.
But there was
this is different.
Mike, there was a riser that gave the impression of a stage, which was nice.
It's a big crowd. That was huge.
But this is exciting to do this poolside. I mean, this is going to be really fun and a totally different thing. And keep in mind, this is on the roof. You're going to be seeing all of Las Vegas, the skyline. You'll see the sphere from the roof.
The temperatures.
Yeah.
The average evening temperature in Las Vegas this time of year will be 67 degrees in the evening. Is that correct? Is that the temperature we found out?
Mm-hmm.
So it might be warmer. And depending on that, is whether I do the podcast on the, what is it called? The citrus
pool deck.
The orange juice pool deck at the Downtown Grand.
Citrus.
And we haven't nailed this down yet, but post show, after we do the show on Saturday, a lot of stuff is like on the burner, the back burner that's going to move to the front. But I want to do a lot of different things. And just know this, that after the podcast is over, your fun that evening will continue one way or the other. We're going to be, but you also don't, if you are a traveling shut-in, you won't need to leave the hotel all
That's
weekend
great.
Long.
It's great. It's
if
so
If you're
cool.
somebody that is, you know, agoraphobic and you can be transported safely to the downtown Grand, you will not need to leave the hotel
great
for the entire
word.
Weekend.
It's,
you'll be just whisked in there and you can stay the whole time. Take all your meals either in your room or in the dining room there.
Or bring food with you. They encourage it. I'm going to be bringing a crock pot.
I'll be bringing a bag of nuts. That's what I am doing.
That makes me think of my horn again.
Now, to be determined, the blackjack and slot tournament, the way that's going to work, still working out the details with that. To be determined, a post-show get-together
yes.
on Saturday night, hopefully in that wonderful bar we like so bad down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do something special for that. That's a work in progress. The man you see in the smaller picture at the bottom of your screen, that's Mr. Josh Soroka. We are working him like a maniac right now, getting him to deal with all these
things. And I'm really excited that we're doing it all in one location, because it mm-hmm. means you're going to run into listeners in the elevator,
everywhere.
In the casino floor, at the mm-hmm. restaurant, everywhere. We're gonna
Even with that, I was told, I signed off on this, even though I knew that would happen. I signed off on this anyway. And,
isn't it true the last time we had an event that was sort of centered at the Las Vegas Grand Hotel, didn't you stay over like near the Excalibur?
I stayed at the Wynn.
Oh, you stayed at the Wynn. It was far away, though.
I stayed at the Wynn, and then my wife bitched at me the whole weekend that she wanted to be at the downtown Grand. That's where this kind of came from.
Yeah.
I said, what is it about the downtown Grand? It's an older hotel. It's
great property.
It doesn't have the the Venetian glitz. She said it's ours, and it's where your listeners are. I'm not kidding you. I am not making this up. She said this. I didn't agree with her, but she said this. And she's right. And it's just you know it. You couldn't get out of there. You were whole time.
It's got a great bar that serves non-alcoholic beverages and other things. It's got an amazing restaurant.
All right, stop right there. You have to really get your mind right, because I'm worried about you. Have referenced alcohol every single time. And I know, look, how many years are we talking? 2 years?
Yeah, over 2 years.
2 years
sober.
But, Mike,
sober. I made it through New Orleans. Las Vegas is going to be a walk in the park.
Okay.
Because
no one's going to let him near a drink. With all these listeners, they're going to be knocking him out of his hand.
You're right.
Yeah.
If they think it's alcohol.
Well, there are enough loving listeners that would take care of our.
Think of the bar and the restaurant downstairs, Freedom Beat. It is fantastic. Open all the time, which is adjacent to a perfectly sized casino that I adore. In fact, they still have a table, if they haven't changed since the last time we're there, that deals single deck blackjack. Which
let's,
you never see.
Just in case anybody has forgotten and join us late, let's run that promo, Josh, if we can, one more time. Because the work that was done on it, I love it. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. It makes me thrilled. Play that promo.
I have a favorite part, too.
When we thought about our next TMOS adventure, we wanted to make it a little more special. We wanted to go back to a place our listeners love.
Las Vegas. Las Vegas.
And this time, we wanted to make our hotel our home for the weekend.
The Downtown Grand.
All of us at the Mike O'Meara Show invite you to the Grand Reunion on the weekend of November 9th when we take over the Downtown Grand Hotel in the heart of the best part of Las Vegas. Your weekend will include a Friday night blackjack and slot tournament.
21.
Special discounted room rates.
The ladies of TMOS brunch.
Hello.
And a very special podcast recorded poolside and live on the Downtown Grand Hotel rooftop at the elegant Citrus Grand Pool Deck. Your weekend will also include special surprise activities and special commemorative Grand Reunion merchandise. We know that you love the show, but we also know that you love getting back together with the people who share your TMOS passion. That's why we invite you to join us for the Grand Reunion at the Downtown Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. It's a grand weekend for the show, the city, and most of all, you. Get your tickets for all the fun at MikeOMaraShow.com and do it right now. Very excited about that. All right.
You know what's so great about that? Can I jump in for 1 second? Is that
you always do. Go ahead.
Oh, you.
Go ahead.
The thing is that we've done, this is probably our 7th or 8th live show, and I think we've learned something from every live show we've done.
Yeah.
And this is the culmination. What we've provided here, the show is going to be great. I promise you that. But we've also got the greatest destination city in the world, Las Vegas, and everyone all together. It really is family. And we've engineered this to be a perfect family reunion because we're all going to be in the same place, but we can all retreat to our own rooms if we've had too much family. It's
Absolutely. Exactly
what you want to do. And I
cannot
wait. I can't wait. I think both my kids are going to come because they're over 21. How crazy is that?
Oh, that's exciting. That's fantastic. That's
and maybe
exciting.
Jack, too.
Jack?
Yeah, the boyfriend.
Oh, the boyfriend. You know what? It's funny you mention your kids since it's a family reunion.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get on the horn with Catherine, who's just a drive away in Los Angeles. And I'm going to talk to
Elizabeth.
Yeah,
what is that,
Elizabeth.
3 hours? 3 hours from Vegas?
It's a short drive. You can drive to it. The one thing we want to say about that promo, you said you had your favorite part. I have two. And
okay.
I wonder if we're on the same page with this. The first one is when there's a little voice that pops in there that says, 21!
Do you know where that's from?
For the black joke. What's that from?
Quiz show.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. And the other, of course, is the brunch, the ladies' brunch where it goes, hello.
That I just worked backwards from that. My favorite part is the splash sound for the pool deck and that Josh actually put a splash there. And people with a discerning ear will know that splash is from the Fat Boys record, Wipeout.
Oh, that's incredible. If it's warm enough.
Yes.
This is when...
Don't make promises you can't keep, Mike.
Josh will find, as the executive producer and business manager of the show, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. But I don't know. I want
I
to...
I don't say no that often.
I know
you like to say yes, yeah.
Well, so I just think...
I'm waiting to see what you
want to
do with the pool.
Pool, I think bathing suits, I think... two things are absolutely true. I'm really not sure I want to see any of our listeners in bathing suits at all. But I know that Las Vegas is populated with handsome women and, you know, poolside in bikinis, you know, just.
What about, Mike, for some of our
maybe
male.
We could get some escorts to just lie by the pool.
I'll say no. Okay. We're not gonna pay for people to hang out and watch.
Okay, very good. All right.
What about, Mike, if we were to get some of our gentlemen listeners in old-fashioned bathing suits?
That's how we think. There's a man that thinks like a 35-year-old virile, and then there's a man that thinks like he's in
Mike,
a newsreel from 1945.
There's a man who thinks that things that are funny. That's what I think.
Yeah. I know. I think it's a sexy town. I think it's a sexy town, and you're not a sexy
You're going
person.
75 miles an hour to hire escorts. What's the matter with you?
Because it's Las Vegas, and it's sinful. What do they call it? Sin City. Let's get people in old time in our men in the old time.
Oh, let's go get hookers. Ooh.
I'm not saying hookers for I'm talking models.
You definitely, Mike, when you said escorts, it was definitely in parentheses.
Models. Our wives are gonna be there.
Escorts.
Give me a break.
Escorts. Yeah, that's right. Maybe
I
get a Ford escort.
All right.
It's a great automobile.
Calm down. Why are we bickering about something that's going to be a lot of fun?
Because you don't get your escorts and it makes you sad.
That is not true. See, you're putting words in my mouth, you know, and it's not fair. What were you going to say, Josh?
Well, I was wondering if we need to find a waterproof mic for Rob.
I would like to
just be floating around the pool.
I would like to ask now that no matter what the temperature is,
yes,
that at the very end, the end of the podcast, Rob gets in the pool.
Well, Mike, now you've ruined the surprise.
No, you didn't think of it. I would like to see.
Oh, that's a lie.
Rob.
I said it last week. You know I did.
You did?
Yes.
All right. Well, you'll get in the pool at the end of the...
Of course. And maybe
no matter what the temperature is?
Maybe in formal wear. You never can
Did you
tell.
Have a good weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
It was fine. Not much to say.
Oh, fine. Passive aggressive word. Fine.
Yeah.
Was it trouble? Was it problematic?
Far from it. It was just boring. I went to bed before the fireworks. I didn't even make it to my porch to see the fireworks.
You just seem a little irritable this morning. I'm not sure whether you are.
It's the horn.
What's that?
Well, I am pissed about the horn. I mean, would this make you happy?
I know. Let it go. You'll get it replaced.
I will, with a Schwinn. Couldn't shout out to the Schwinn Corporation. Saturday was probably one of the bigger victories. I got to spend it with my mom because she took delivery of a new refrigerator. And I had to be
that
on hand.
That doesn't sound boring.
Well, you can spend time with my mom. It's pretty good.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I guess I can understand why you might think it was a boring weekend if you the high point of your
You'd
weekend.
You'd spend time with
going...
your mom if you could. It's very nice.
What is that? What is wrong with you today?
You dismissed the fact that spending time with my mother is boredom.
I think you said boring and going over to your mother's house
said that
and
was
watching
the highlight.
A refrigerator. The highlight, watching a refrigerator be delivered.
It's great.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It's a General Electric. It's a top of the line. And, you know, getting the water, you have to run 3 gallons of water before you, and then watching the temperature go down. Because, you know, the problem with her other fridge is that her freezer wasn't getting below 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's recipe for disaster. And so she took the delivery of the fridge, and, you know, you do things like, you know, you move things. I had to change her water bottle, and Mike, we'll like to have you back right now. Did you know that on November 9th?
I'm paying attention.
November 9th, we'll be in Las Vegas is when we'll be there.
That'll be exciting.
Yes,
that'll
will.
Be as exciting. Well, waiting for a refrigerator to be delivered is...
And you know what? You can dismiss. You can diminish it all
did you
want.
Did you go to any like cookouts or anything like that? Don't be. I'm not attacking.
No, I don't think I did.
I'm not attacking you. I have plenty of opportunity to attack. I'm not attacking. I'm just trying to find out why you're irritable today.
Don't diminish the fact that for the
don't
one
say.
To five, don't say I was there.
Mm-hmm.
They had a delivery window of 1 till 5 p.m., and they arrive at 1:30. Perfect.
They what?
They arrive at 1:30. And that's great. So, and then we get, because you got to take everything out.
You're not answering my question, though.
What's that?
It sounds like that was pleasant, but you said it was boring. But was that because you didn't go to any social events at all?
There were no social events. Well, I have no friends.
That's terrible.
I know. It is.
Like nobody?
No.
Nobody invited you to a cookout or anything?
Nobody. Nobody. No. And we didn't go. You told us to walk to, Idaho State Park. County Park.
Because, I told you. Did I tell you?
Yeah, you said, idiot, walk. It's 2 miles. Go see the fireworks.
Well, you had mentioned that your life is centered around convenience. That's what you like more than anything. What's convenient?
Mike, I'm a man of 53 years now, and I have worked all those 53 years to make things be the way I like them. And if I find that sometimes if I stray outside what I do normally, it's rewarded only with disappointment. Mm-hmm. And so if I knew that it got to be 9 o'clock and it was still kind of light outside, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to bed. And I went to bed and I did hear the fireworks, sounded great, and then slept on through the night.
The fireworks are in our surrounding area down here. You can hear them, but I can't see them. And on the way back from...
with your glasses?
On the way back from the get-together we went to, which was a shrimp boil, which was really phenomenal. The only problem is I even if I eat badly, my body will tell me that I ate badly with the stuff that I – and I was doing fine even though the shrimp boil was so good. There was andouille sausage. There was shrimp, clams, corn on the cob.
Ooh,
in one of those old – yeah, one of those like big shrimp boil. They're usually crawfish boils in Louisiana, but they were. And I just loaded up on it because it was
corn,
so delicious.
A lot of corn.
And then at the end of the day, my mother-in-law. I'm not a big key lime pie person, but she makes a homemade key lime pie.
Question.
And it. Hold on. She brings it out, and this key lime pie was the greatest key lime pie I've ever tasted in my life. However, I knew as I was eating it that it was so loaded with goodness that it might get to me. And it landed in my stomach. I felt as though I had eaten a cinder block.
Oh, dear.
When I consumed this. And it wiped me out. It wiped me out to the extent where I was at my my mother-in-law's house, and her boyfriend's family was there, and I was sitting on the couch like in a coma. It was horrible. It was really horrible. But on the way back, I came to a degree. My wife was driving.
Well, you made it to the car. That's good.
And the whole day, I had planned on going to this family get together, and then afterwards, I could have easily been. All my son had to say was, "Yeah, Dad, I want to see him," and we would have been. I would have forced his mother to take us to some fireworks. But okay. He said he didn't. He wanted to get home and play his game. And
this key lime pie, Mike, this is a Florida-centric pie because the key lime, I believe, is native to Florida.
I don't know.
Is it the kind that has like a lemon meringue gelatin base and then a meringue on top, or is it a solid pie on a graham cracker crust?
It's on a graham cracker crust, and that's what made it. It was fantastic.
It's so good. I mean, when those are good, they are the best.
As I said, summertime I loved pie, it. I loved it, but pie. when it landed in my stomach, it was horrible. And because all my kid would have had to say is, "Dad, I want to see the fireworks," and I would have driven 25 minutes to get to him. We had about an hour and 10 minutes to go.
What if he had said, "Dad, I want to take you to the ER"? Wouldn't you have done that?
No, it wasn't that bad. And I've certainly had my experience with the ER between my son getting the baseball in the eye and my my major automobile accident.
Did you want to talk about that?
The auto accident?
Yes. Some people might not know about it.
Did you take us another slice?
Did you see what he did there, Josh? Did you see what he did to me?
Yep. I was coming trying to in push and past it for you.
Right. This is I'm getting payback. I am getting some kind of payback from him.
I'm more the same than I've ever been. We're just having a good time.
Thanks,
lemon meringue pie, key lime pie, pumpkin pie, all the
Josh, we are very, very excited about Las Vegas, and we will be adding the details as they come in. As far as the rooms, if you want to get your special room rate, you got to wait to book the hotel tomorrow.
Yes.
But that's okay, I think, because people will be tickets first, plan second. That's the way we sell these.
Check your airfare, figure all that out today, and hotel rooms tomorrow.
Very good. Getting back to the 4th, I would have gone, but as soon as he said, "No, Dad, I'd rather just go home," I was over it, and then I'm still in the key lime pie coma, and I did the same thing you did.
Yeah.
I turned in. I didn't have any. It's too hard down here to find a place that's elevated enough where you can see them. And if you're not at one of the beach areas or the parks where they shoot them off, and they shoot them off everywhere, you have to listen to the pop, 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 pop around the surrounding area.
I had three or four listeners reach out to me, because I had mentioned this in passing, that if you don't want to fool with the whole park thing where they check for coolers and you have to sit on the grass starting at like 6 p.m. waiting for the fireworks, zip into the Kohl's parking lot on Edwards Ferry Road, and you get a perfect view. And
that's
I
great.
Had people that went to the Kohl's, and they had a great time. And they
the
got
best
in and
ones
out, no traffic.
The most convenient I ever had, I don't know if you were with us or not, you might have been, was in Old Town Manassas, where I walked six blocks down the street to the lawn in front of the old courthouse and watched them right there, literally on top of us. It was beautiful.
I was with you that day, but you made me stay at the house. It was a punishment of some sort.
You were being like you are now, and I said, "Stay home. You stay back here and mind the dogs if you don't mind with that."
That's it.
Josh, did you have anything special up in the northern part of the state?
I had a wonderful nap. Kids weren't home. Daytime nap, and then I was awake and went outside and saw fireworks all around the house.
Oh, that's nice.
So. All right. So we all had.
Did anyone cut open a watermelon? I had a great watermelon on 4th of July.
Who cut it open?
I did, and cut it into cubes for the family. Well, no, because they can't be trusted with that.
Did you have more than your wife with you, or you said the family?
Well, Robert is here.
Okay. All right.
But Julia's still in Richmond. She's got it. Did I mention she got a new place?
No, you did not. You did
she's
not.
Living Let's single talk. Now.
I'd like to hear about your kids. I'd like to hear about she's living in Richmond.
Yeah, she moved. She was like maybe one block off campus for the last 2 or 3 years because, you know, she had to get to school. But she's tired of the roommate thing, and I get that. You know, especially at that age, you're not necessarily wanting to be with a roommate all the time. So she found a smaller place about, I would say, 10 blocks up the street on
Good
West
for
Franklin.
Her.
For those
Good
people
for
who know Richmond, it's right by the synagogue.
And she's got a gig, right? She's working
two.
Now, right?
She's got two of them, although one she has put on hold for the month of July because she's going to Florida for a week and Smith Mountain Lake for a week and a half. She saved her money, and when she comes back, she will go back to running the print shop for VCU, which is an amazing thing. Her professors loved her so much, they offered her this job, which gives her access to all the printing equipment that the university has.
Okay.
So she can do all that stuff. And then I believe August 1st, she's starting at a new coffee shop, and I'm excited because it's not vegan. And so they won't have the world's driest scones.
So the big
anymore.
Gig is the printing graphic design.
Not financially,
element.
But as far as connections, yes. And
okay.
I think she's still flirting with the idea of getting a master's in fine arts. And
do you ever wonder, like I do with my older daughters, that wouldn't it have been wonderful if they went into like high finance?
I know.
Like that,
this
you know.
Is my son, Dr. Robert Spiewak.
Like venture capitalism or something, you know. Sometimes I, you know, when I'm down with all my Republican friends, all their kids are like, you know, in the financial services of some kind.
I know.
And, you know, he just bought his vacation home at 27 years old.
It's, I know. And my son is on Twitter promoting esports.
There it is.
But you know Listen, what? That's the future. And, you know, he's happy. They're both happy. And that's all I can ask for.
Okay.
It's funny that Robert, with all the stuff that I didn't pressure him to do, has landed in an occupation where we're using the same editing software at times. Very
That's
strange.
Good. That's good. The same editing software that creates the and the same equipment I have. My son uses some of that, too, so that we can both enjoy the financial windfall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have to take a break right now. And which is why American Express has declined. But anyway, that's
the
another story.
The phone is ringing, Mike.
Please buy tickets to our show. I don't want to say we need it desperately, but I'm sure like you to buy a ticket. It would be wonderful.
As a rule, until this week is out, we will decline no purchases. So please.
We will take beaver pelt. No, we'll be right back with the roundtable right after this.
It's a star-spangled salute to the red, white, and blue on the latest bonus show.
There are six men that are considered the core founding fathers of America. Name four of them.
Al Hamilton. Al was a great guy. And Johnny Appleseed.
John Appleseed.
Johnny Appleseed, John Adams, John the Wad Holmes.
Just understand, if you're having watermelon right now, you've got it easy, pal.
Charlie Stuang Stavelak for president. America is good.
America's good.
Ensure your right to laugh and support America. Get a bonus show subscription today at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Come now, you. Summertime, hot time, sweaty time, Vegas time, humid time, thirsty time, rehydration time. Hey, everybody. I'm showing you, and you might be able to see the little lemon that's right here.
A Yemen.
In the Liquid IV packet I have here. But I have to say to my friends at Liquid IV, please, please, please never, ever stop manufacturing the peach. The white peach flavor
white peach.
Is as delicious a drink flavor as I've ever enjoyed. And I don't want to give up my lemon lime, but I'm going to say this is white peach today. And look where the glass is. It's normally up here during this time of the show. It's all the way down here. I can't suck the stuff down fast.
I thought that was because of the drought.
That might be because of the activities over the weekend.
We ordered the white peach this week.
Oh, it's so good,
nice.
Josh.
You will love it.
Hot weather requires extraordinary hydration. Heat advisories down here in Florida today and the rest of the week. Liquid IV, I live on the stuff down here, especially during the summer months. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Get out there and get yourself some zero sugar hydration solution. solutions with no artificial sweeteners. It's fantastic. I love it. Tear poor, live more, and man, it helps you in the heat more than any beverage I've ever had. One stick, 16 ounces of water. You want to put it in more water? Go ahead for flavor. That's, they don't talk about that, but I will because I drink it every single day. I think this is a lot more than 16 ounces of water, and that's what I do. I fill this up, and I put it in there, and it hydrates better than water alone. That's the bottom
line.
Goes
down easy. Tasty.
Your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV. Now, I really want you to do this. If you've never tried it before and you're not motivated, you can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV. All you do is go to our website, MikeOmaraShow.com, and if you use our code at checkout, you'll get 20% off your first order. You can go to liquidiv.com, use the code TMOS at checkout, or you can go to MikeOmaraShow.com and just click on the Liquid IV banner, and it'll take you there. Better hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Hit the thingy-beaky thing.
News.
Not really. Just a random stories that I picked for you. Play the thing, please. Wow, that's late today. What's going on?
Hey, is the level up?
I'm checking. Yeah, it is. Let me try it again.
How about this?
There it is.
There you go.
This is amazing to me because of just how old he is, but he's also a guy still at his advanced age I would not want to mess with. Danny Trejo had an interesting 4th of July filled with fireworks and fisticuffs. I don't know if you have this, Rob.
I have the video, if you'd like to see it.
Good. Danny and some friends were cruising in their lowriders in Sunland to Tujunga. I'm not California pronunciation friendly. Is it Tujunga?
It's Gunga, Gunga Lagunga.
Gunga-gajunga.
Gunga-gunga-galunga.
So he's in the lowriders. He's in this parade, and somebody throws water balloons at him. They got out of their cars, and they started brawling. In the video, you can see Danny. He falls backwards at one point to the curb. He goes down, then he gets back up and rejoins the fight. It's a real fight. Blows are being exchanged. TMZ spoke to Danny after the incident, and he said he was sad about the whole thing, not only for the way he reacted, but the fact that grown men felt the need to throw balloons. He's also confident that his crew was targeted because they were Mexican, because no one else was being attacked. Who knows? He claims that when the first balloon was thrown, someone yelled that it was acid, which is one of the reasons he freaked out. Police showed up. The crowd had already dispersed. No arrests were made. And here's the thing. This dude is 80 years old.
Oh, God.
Still throwing down.
And still handsome.
Still good-looking man. Yeah. Absolutely. Let's check it out. There's Danny in the lowrider. It's just, the water's just been thrown at him, and he's getting out. He's not going to waste any time when he gets over to the guy he saw throw the balloon.
And doesn't he sort of have a checkered past? He wasn't always an actor, didn't he? He had a gang past, didn't he?
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
there
the
goes wham.
There's
he went
the
in.
And down goes Frazier. And now this guy. Oh, this guy.
Curly Howard is down on the ground.
Wow. Oh, man, celebrating the birth of our nation.
It looks like a great parade.
Really looks like big fun, doesn't it?
It does.
And then they slow it down. You see Danny, 80-year-old Danny Trejo.
That's crazy that he's 80. Wow.
Tough guy, too. I wouldn't. Yeah,
and here's
80,
just
90,
a little bit of
mess with the guy.
Mike, here's a little bit of his apology. You quoted it earlier, but you can see I don't think he's taking it all that seriously.
Okay. I'm so sad. I'm so sad that I behaved the way I behaved. I'm so sad that grown men got to throw water balloons to enjoy a day, you know. And I don't think I would have even got out of the car if somebody hadn't yelled, "It's acid," you know.
So, I don't know. There's sort of a lightness to that, I think.
Why is it a two-person shot for the apology?
Yeah,
that other guy was with him in the car. Yeah,
yeah, that's the guy I think that went down too. You know, I do not believe in physical violence, so you know I'm against that. If I was Danny Trejo, I would have done the same goddamn thing.
So no water balloons in Vegas.
Wow, you've just planted that seed, my friend. You have planted that seed.
Attaboy.
That's the you know what? We're going to be near water. I don't even know what outfit I'm going to wear yet. It might be my cabana. Rob and I might come out in cabana suits. You never know. So we'll see
Mike,
what happens with that.
You know what? It's time that Terry Cloth makes a comeback.
this movie that I want to tell you right now interests me. I'm not necessarily an M. Night Shyamalan fan. Shyamalan. But this says it will be Silence of the Lambs meets a Taylor Swift concert. And the movie's called Trap. It's about a dad played by Josh Hartnett. I love Josh Hartnett in like horror type movies.
Yeah.
Who takes his teen daughter to a concert by a pop singer, only to find out that it's actually a sting operation by the police to catch a serial killer. The whole concert. The pop star, Lady Raven, is played by Shyamalan's daughter, Salika, who's a musician herself. And he says, quote, I directed an entire concert, and it wasn't just a thing in the background. It's equally important to the movie. It just sounds fascinating.
The trailer looks good.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie, the Christopher Guest movie, A Mighty Wind?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
There's a behind the scenes thing where the climax of the movie is a PBS concert of fake folk singers from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher Guest had to direct the film and the television broadcast simultaneously because they handled it like a real TV show. So this is really impressive that he's able
Only
to
Only one difference between A Mighty Wind and this particular movie, and you know what that is.
What's that?
Murder.
Murder?
So whether you like the movie or not, you have to give Shyamalan props for trying to make original movies instead of sequels and remakes. I love the idea of this original. Here's his quote. I really do believe in the original movie. It's really important that we come to the movies and see something we've never seen before. God bless you, M. Night.
I hear that.
He'll keep fighting for that. Trap hits theaters August 2nd. And if I can, no, I won't be able to talk Mrs. O'Mara to watching a horror movie, but I'll be there. I'll be watching it with
Take your son.
My, I might, depending
and
on
it
the rating.
It doesn't look like a horror movie.
So it looks just super scary. Yeah,
it looks like a suspense.
Okay, I can't wait. Barbie is with child, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm listening.
Yes, it's true. Margot Robbie is pregnant. At least that's what multiple sources have told People magazine. This will be her first child. The first child for Margot and her husband, Tom Ackerley. He's the lucky man. He's a producer. They met on the set of Sweet Francaise. His credits include I, Tanya, Barbie, Promising Young Woman, great movie, and Saltburn. Weird movie, but a great
very
movie.
Strange. Yes.
Margot is 34. Congratulations if that is true. And her hubby, those are all pretty cool movies that he's been involved
in. Do you think the child
right
will be named Robbie or Ackerley?
I'm not sure. Robbie with two B's.
Yes, thank you.
All right. A lot of stuff on the weekend being thrown. And, you know, maybe it's fireworks, maybe it's water balloons. But in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, one of my favorite town names.
It's a great place.
The police department put out an APB after someone threw cheese at someone's car. Is that a Wisconsin crime? It happened at 9:45 p.m. last Monday, so it didn't have to do with the holiday. The victim said it felt like someone was trying to chase them down and that the person threw cheese at their vehicle.
Oh, that's bad for the Claire coat then.
The Eau Claire Police Department posted about it on Facebook, and I believe that Rob is moonlighting as a public information officer for the Eau Claire Police Department because they called it the most Wisconsin complaint they've ever received.
Okay.
And then Rob, the public information
officer
director,
Officer Rob
took to Facebook and went on to say on their post,
yes,
not Gouda. It's unbelievable that
That's
someone
bad.
Would do that. Throwing cheese is nacho best look.
That's good.
I knew you'd say it was good. It doesn't sound like they have any suspects, but people in the comments keep it rolling with more cheesy comments. Someone called it a, this is my favorite, a Swiss demeanor. Sorry, I like that. Another asked, what kind of monster would do such a thing?
Mike, if it there is it a Swiss is. Demeanor, you know the case would have holes in it, so they couldn't
there
prosecute.
It is. Yeah, see, that's why you have to get to Eau Claire. That's your next new home. And finally, as it turns out, Rob, these last two stories really tailored towards you.
Thank you.
Consuming just one alcoholic beverage per day.
Yeah.
Whether it be a pint of beer, a glass of wine, or a shot of your favorite spirit, can shorten your lifespan by approximately 2.5 months. That's according to one expert. Now, we hear these all the time. Dr. Tim Stockwell of the Canadian Institute for Substance Use Research told, Substance Use Research told the Daily Mail that those who drink significantly more alcohol than that, about 35 beverages per week, could slash a staggering 2 years off their lifespan. It is a rude awakening for those who might like to unwind with a glass of Pinot after a long day or who frequent happy hours with friends or colleagues. Here's the quote. Alcohol is our favorite recreational drug.
It is.
We use it for pleasure and relaxation. And the last thing we want to hear is that it causes any harm, he said. It's comforting to think that drinking is good for our health, but unfortunately, it's based on poor science.
Yeah.
If you look at people who are drinkers and smokers, you don't need any science to any scientific studies to tell you. Just look at these people. They look wizened and withered in many cases.
Look at the Hollywood stars of 40 years ago.
Exactly.
Look at Bill Holden.
Exactly. When he was like 50, right?
Yeah, and he looked like he crawled out of a hole in the ground.
It's terrible. Unfortunately, according to the doc, no amount of alcohol is safe for boozers. And his claims are backed up by science. Recent research has shown that alcohol consumption could increase the risk of certain health conditions, such as cancer or stroke. Moderate drinking is defined as one drink per day for women and two drinks per day for men.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, and can you believe this, Ireland became the first country to pass a bill requiring alcohol bottles to be labeled with health warnings, while Canada revised its health guidelines that recommended drinks to avoid consuming and consuming more than two drinks per week. So
Ireland surprises me.
It and I would like to now announce that I will be dying on Thursday.
And Mike, thank you for that. That story's a great public service announcement. We'll be seeing everybody at Freedom Beat in the...
Yeah,
the Las Vegas Grand Hotel.
Yeah, that does not apply to Las Vegas at all.
No, they say the dry air, actually, the drinking helps.
It should be lots of fun. We'll be right back. Hey, thanks to Dermglow Skin, I've lost over 80 pounds, and I feel really, really good, especially walking around, just from point A to point B. When I'm out there, I can knock out a mile or two and, not feel like it's a real task the way I used to. Now it's cheaper and easier than ever. We're talking lower prices and faster shipping. DermglowSkin.com offers medical weight loss with semaglutide or tirzepatide. It comes delivered straight to your door. I got it, Tuesday is shot day. It's the real deal. No insurance needed. Get excited and feel like yourself again. You can lose 15 to 26% of your weight from the comfort of your couch. I heard Carla over the weekend with two or three people giving them their info on how you do it. You go to DermglowSkin.com. You click on the weight loss button. You take the quiz. And if you qualify, you get your real results real fast and lower prices than ever. Stop the food noise. Reclaim your true self. And now ask about raising your testosterone and balancing your hormones. Reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermglowSkin.com with the lowest prices ever. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me jump in with something. You mentioned that Tuesday is shot day, which is true, but also Tuesday is the new feature, and you did a great job last week called Talk to Us Tuesday or Talk to Me Tuesday.
You don't remember it, do you? You don't remember it. Remember what we said during the meeting?
That's why I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up. We need a new name for it.
We need a new name for it because no one remembers that. I don't remember it either. I literally don't remember it.
It just doesn't stick. I will be doing it this week, and I had an idea for
Tuesdays with Maury.
Well,
that's what I would
here.
Like to switch it to.
Mike, my thing is that if we went with the name I thought of, we'd have to change the day. But I really like the name.
Whip it out Wednesday?
Yeah, it'd be Friends Day.
Friends Day, but it's not. We're doing it on Tuesdays.
But if we moved it to Wednesday, it could be Friends Day.
Well, we said we were going to do this. We have a meeting on the weekend sometimes.
And it's great.
Yeah, Rob got a little crap from my wife, but that's okay.
It is.
It's like, she's something, isn't she, at the end of those meetings?
Well, she has a lot of questions.
She does. That somebody's got to be
right.
Watching the hen house.
I do know that if we ever do an onboard client call, let's not have her on that. But I like her in the meetings.
She's going to be mad at you when she hears.
That's okay. She knows I'm a dork.
I agree. All right. So we said we were going to try to fix it on the show. What it is essentially, what it is actually is, a chat on Facebook Live.
Right.
Where it can be anywhere. Rob is not going to let you know where he's going to be, but it could be anywhere.
Right.
He'd have to leave his house.
I don't think that'll happen.
It'll be very hot up here, Mike. It's very hot.
Would you leave your house for
10 feet of where he is now?
Well, I would leave my house, but I've got something planned for my Talk to Me Tuesday. I have a plan, and it does involve the basement.
Are you going to tease it, or are you going to what?
It does involve my basement, but also involves other parts of my home.
So you're right, Josh. He's not going to go within 10 feet.
No, I will go like 25 feet because I got to go upstairs, and that's
why don't
further. I didn't tell you what to do.
Now, to be fair, you walked to the garage. I didn't plan on leaving my office. So at least so we can stay local.
Talk to Me Tuesday. But we're not.
But it's not a good name. It's not a good name.
It's a terrible name.
So do we want to do something that is
Terrific Tuesday.
That sucks. You might as well call it Super Terrific Happy Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
No, that's politics. Well, yeah, drive people away. Lose your blues day. What rhymes with twos? Booze day.
Booze.
Coos day.
Yeah, get some good, nice, hot twos for Coos day. Coos day. I guarantee you we'd never forget Coos day.
Okay, are we doing it? Is it Coos day?
Coos day.
Tuesday it is.
For this week, we haven't come up with anything new. So join Rob for Tuesday, 7 p.m. Is that what time we're doing it?
7 p.m. Eastern, Mike. Eastern.
Yep. That 7 p.m. Eastern is 3 a.m. Pacific time.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. 3 a.m., Mike. 3 a.m. Pacific. It's 3 in the morning.
Tuesday.
If it's 7
Thank
o'clock
you.
At night in Virginia, it's 3 in the morning in California. That's how it works.
So join Rob. Rob
on
will have
Tuesday.
Something special. Any more teasing you want to do, or are you going to keep it cryptic?
It's a little nerdy, but if you are a music enthusiast, you will love what I show you.
Tuesday. I think it's going to be great. And that's what
maybe. Hey, Mike, you know what? We could do the effect like we did on the promo for the Vegas show. You say Tuesday, I'll provide the effect.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Tuesday. There it is. Check Rob out tomorrow night, and please join him.
Let's sit on him.
To my conservative and MAGA friends, I would like to say this. I am not Joe Biden's doctor.
Amen.
And I will be honest with you. It's not my Republican friends, all of them, because they are they come across the wide spectrum of the political landscape.
Right.
But the MAGA folks, the Kool-Aid drinkers, the people that are all in, the real true believers.
Right.
They delight in quizzing me. In asking me what I think, one in particular over the weekend asked for an apology. He did it in a lighthearted way, but it still
an apology.
He said, "Well, because I've been telling, by the way, they've all been telling me this for 3 years.
Yeah,
this is after old Joe's debate performance.
Yeah,
and so I just want to say." I am not close to losing it because I have built up strategies to deal with it. What's interesting is friends of mine that have more my politics and don't lay it on their sleeve like I do with everybody down there at Happy Valley, they are a little more snippy than I am. I'm so used to it, I can't. But inside, I have to say, it's getting a little bit annoying, but I can understand. This is their first win in a very, very long time. The fact that he came out and blew spit bubbles in his debate performance.
And the
that's true.
Thing is, Mike, it's not a win. It's just horrible. Both were horrible. Both of them were horrible.
I'm here to say,
right.
As time passes, I think I represent a lot of people on my side, my team. I as time passes, I will tell you that I am inclined to forgive and forget a little bit. I know how old he is. I know that he's slow Joe, as everybody's saying. But at the same time,
slow
the other
Joe.
Guy, I don't know. I'm just tired of
Mike. I think you do know
his foibles.
I think you do know. It's there was nothing to be gained from that debate, which I don't want to talk politics, but there was literally nothing to be gained from that debate, and it's sad that it went down like
it did.
On
either side, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, I just encourage you, vote with your heart, vote with the way you want our country to be, and also read something about Project 2025.
I would like this is the way it goes normally. All right, I say, hey, so really, what do you think? Huh? What do you think?
Oh, they love it.
What do you think of our guy? I say, it was not a good performance. You gonna vote for him? Anyway, I said, you know, I really don't know. When what I really want to say is S-A-D.
Yeah,
that's what I want to say.
It's nice of you to remain open and even keeled. And I want to say, whether you are a red voter, or a blue voter, or even a purple voter, somewhere in the middle. Yep. You're all welcome to join me on Coos Day.
Only the purple voters.
Only purple?
I don't know what that means.
Purple
that was
swollen.
Dirty for no reason.
What are you doing?
For no reason.
Everyone is welcome.
Before we go to break here, I do want to say one thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying really, really hard.
Yes.
To like the new puppy, Sergeant Stubby.
Yeah.
All right. Cute. I think, did I bring him in on the bonus show last week? Did I bring
you
him
did,
by?
And we've had him in on meetings. He's,
and,
you know, he looks
on
like
Tuesday,
a...
Tuesday, you brought and him on.
Yes, on Tuesday, I brought in the puppy.
Mike, he looks like a show dog. He is that good looking.
Yeah, I disagree. But the dog, the dog whines to get up on the couch. The dog whines when Carla goes into the bedroom and shuts the door. The dog whines and makes noise 24/7, and will if you could take your paw as a puppy and turn it into a fist, that's the same sound that you would get with that dog trying to get into the other room. And the dog also now is getting a little bit bigger.
Oh, dear.
And the fact that the dog is getting bigger means the accidents that the dog, that the little idiot has. When he makes sticks, they're bigger. And when he makes water.
Miss Daisy, did the dog make water again?
What do you think of me to make water? How do you think I feel to ask you to make water? I hate it. I want to love him, and I do pick him up, and I kiss him, and I show him affection. And
all
at
over,
night,
do you kiss him?
At night, yes, that's right. I lick his balls. The dog is at night will cuddle up to either one of us, and I'm fine with that. He shows me affection. I'm fine with that. He shows me as much affection as anybody else. But he is, and this is what Carla wanted. Carla wanted this dog because Winslow, the other Boston Terrier, was not showing her the proper amount of adulation that she came to expect with the late Beluga.
This is a new revelation that you're revealing here.
And now she has conjured and put a spell on little Stubby, so that little Stubby is obsessed with her, wants to know where she is at all times, reacts. Just it's her dog, obviously.
Do you get more attention from the Stubbs when she is not there?
1,000%.
So that's the same setup we have in our house. You just have to get used to it.
You do, and I am going to get used to it. But the whining, I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
I cannot deal with it. And last night, I'm trying to watch my Red Sox Yankees. Way to go, by the way, Boston.
You enjoyed it.
Pretty cool stuff. Nine games over 500. That's the most they've been this season.
Ready for
Soroka?
Soroka,
watch out, Soroka. Watch out. No, the Orioles will win the division, but the Red Sox are deep in the hunt for the wild card right now as we head towards the All-Star break.
Are you predicting the wild card victory in the World Series?
I don't know. I got to watch closely, and I'm more into baseball than I've been in 5 years, and I have to watch it closely because They got a contender, right, Josh? The Kansas City Royals are really in the thick of things for the wild card. So I'll be paying close attention.
Is George Brett still with them?
No, that's that's 30 years ago, Rob.
Ah. But that's why Vegas is a week after the World Series. I had to make sure my weekend was all clear, just
there
in case.
Go. There you go. And
is
I will.
Indefatigable. I stopped because I knew I'd get it wrong. Indefatigable optimist. When you start planning trips around something that might happen, right. I applaud you.
Oh, but it's been planned for like 10 years.
You know
always
what?
Around it. It never
and
works out.
If the Sox don't make it, anybody in the National League, I will be full throated. Oriole rooting because of our association with Mr. Soroka. I'm excited about it. We have to take a break.
Yes.
Stubby, get your act together when we come back.
Yes.
It's been a naughty little show today, and it's not going to stop after this because we're going to have a discussion about dogging. Speaking of dogs, raw dogging. I know it's dirty, but I don't know what it means.
I also have a list for you, Mike.
Very good.
Very exciting list.
Oh, hey, lists. There's a segment of the audience that just... pump their fists. We'll be right back.
Woo!
In a world filled with distractions, finding focus can feel like an impossible task.
Mm.
Introducing Magic Mind. Here it is right here. This is the mental performance shot that's revolutionizing productivity. Are you still doing your shot every day, Rob Spiegel?
I love it. It is so good, tastes great, and it gives me mental focus like nobody's business.
Mm.
Mike just did it. That's how fast it is.
I can taste those mushroom nootropics.
That's the magic.
Mm. Man, I need it today.
I do mine in one swaller. You do two swallers.
Well, that's because I've got a smaller mouth than you.
Everybody does.
Adaptogens, essential vitamins, Magic Mind helps you stay focused, clear, and productive. While reducing stress, what sets Magic Mind apart? It's backed by over 200 scientific studies and was developed over 10 years. Magic Mind. There it is. It's very cool. It's very simple, all right?
It really comes
looks
in a
like
box
something you'd find.
Because it's a square bottle, it keeps nice in your refrigerator. That's all
sharper
I can say.
Sharper mind,
yeah.
Lower stress, better energy, time-release caffeine, stress-reducing herbs. It's the key to unlocking your full potential. Plus, with a risk-free guarantee, it's never been easier to experience the magic for yourself. Unlock your full potential with Magic Mind. Right now, a limited-time offer. I urge you to try this. It gets you up to 48% off your first subscription or 20% off a one-time purchase with code TMOS at checkout. Claim it at magicmind.com/TMOS. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
All right, I do want to start with this, Mike. We talked about, I don't know if people are just joining us on the live feed, but we announced our show in Las Vegas on November 9th. You can buy those tickets for our poolside podcast and lots of activities surrounding
it. You know, it's not a bad time to play it one more time, ladies and gentlemen.
You want to do it one more time? Let's do it.
Let's go to the videotape, Warner.
When we thought about our next TMOS adventure, we wanted to make it a little more special. We wanted to go back to a place our listeners love.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. And this time, we wanted to make our hotel our home for the weekend.
The Downtown Grand.
Downtown Grand.
All of us at the Mike O'Meara Show invite you to the Grand Reunion on the weekend of November 9th when we take over the Downtown Grand Hotel in the heart of the best part of Las Vegas. Your weekend will include a Friday night blackjack and slot tournament.
21.
Special discounted room rates.
The ladies of TMOS brunch.
Hello.
And a very special podcast recorded poolside and live on the Downtown Grand Hotel rooftop at the elegant Citrus Grand Pool Deck. Your weekend will also include special surprise activities and special commemorative Grand Reunion merchandise. We know that you love the show, but we also know that you love getting back together with the people who share your TMOS passion. That's why we invite you to join us for the Grand Reunion at the Downtown Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. It's a grand weekend for the show, the city, and most of all, you. Get your tickets for all the fun at MikeOMaraShow.com and do it right now.
Yeah, I might have bragged a little bit about it. The city, grand weekend for the city. When the mayor called me and said...
Yes. Mike. Is it still Oscar Rosenberg? Wasn't he the mayor?
Oscar Goldman.
Goldman, I'm sorry.
Mike, you're coming back.
I said, great, yeah, great for the city.
Mayor.
Yes.
I am.
And he said, thank God COVID is over because the O'Mara show is coming back.
And we haven't mentioned the VIP tickets. The VIP tickets will get you a pre-show meet and greet and premium seating.
Yeah.
And maybe some other things. We're still
figuring
it out.
Yeah, some swag. Probably some swag.
It's going to be great. We're looking forward to it. And see, everybody's going to join us on that weekend. It's the best place to be. It's the time of year we love to do those things. So get your tickets and get your room rates starting tomorrow. The special
right, the room you can do tomorrow.
Room rates. All right. So
Paul,
time for the dirty part of the show.
Well, in a second. I want to get this list in because it won't be as appropriate tomorrow.
Oh, we mentioned Mike. You really have to do the list?
I want to. Come on. I think you're going to enjoy it.
You know how many listeners hate lists?
This is not that kind of list, though.
Okay.
This is like a Letterman list, you see.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, Paul, we mentioned a lot of things that we're going to do in Las
Vegas.
We mentioned a lot of things we're going to do in Las Vegas. I have here from the home office in Carteret, New Jersey, the top 10 things that we're not going to do in Las Vegas.
Is this a comedy list?
That remains to be seen. Okay. Paul, top 10 things that we won't do in Las Vegas.
These are the things you don't want to do. There are a lot of things you can do. But
right.
These are the things that I'm doing. I'm giving him what he wants, Josh.
That's
these
exactly.
are the things you can do, David. These are things I would not do.
Don't do them.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't go near these things, David.
Okay, at number 10. Number 10.
Number 10.
Pin the tail on the Dirk. Number 9. The USPS presents Sharon Bailey's all male review because it's M-A-I-L review. You see, it's all male. Number 8. No ding on that? Might need a ding. Maybe not. Number 8. Jolene White's chocolate roulette.
No. That is final. The explosion is final. I don't need you. I don't need you mentioning the names of people that are the same names all the time.
They're not all the same.
I am
They're
killing
not all
the list.
The same. Mike,
I
no,
am
you
killing
mustn't.
The list. No, you are being selfish. No, think of the list. I'll let Mr. Soroka be the final word on this. What do you say?
I think try again tomorrow.
All right,
We're
you know what?
We're talking about Vegas constantly.
That's valid.
Bring it back.
I'm putting the list right here.
Do it tomorrow on Tuesday.
Do it, like, during the Coos Day presentation?
Absolutely. Do it with your people.
All right. Look for it on Coos Day. Now,
very good.
Mike?
Yes. Yes.
Raw dogging it. Have you ever raw dogged it?
This is...
Keep in mind,
I
might not
so
be saying...
I feel so old right now.
I might not be saying what you think. This is trending on social media.
Is there a way that we can put it out there for the innocents like me in such a way as to be, palatable for the masses?
I will say absolutely. See, Mike, in days of old,
yes,
raw dogging meant remember when there was a trend towards safe sex?
Yes.
Raw dogging was not observing the rules of safe sex. That's
there
the old definition.
So you're without protection, and specifically talking about the male appendage.
But that is not what raw dogging means currently on social media.
Really?
And this will apply to everyone, pretty much, that is coming to our Vegas show November 9th. You can buy tickets at MikeOmaraShow.com. The TikTok challenge is called Raw Dogging, and it's on an airplane. And that's where you intentionally avoid all entertainment and just stare at the back of the seat in front of you for the whole
trip. I've seen this. I'm not out of the loop. I've seen
this. But this is so stupid.
It, to me, is... It's giving people credit for something they don't deserve credit for.
Right. I agree. It's basically
devoid, like a 7-hour flight, one of those marathon flights, without having any devices, without you're not even allowed to read.
You're not allowed to talk.
If you have a screen, you are allowed to watch the little icon of the plane move.
Oh, on the screen in front of you.
If it's on the screen in front of you.
Right.
Oh, see, I'd be great. That would get me through a 7-hour flight.
No, it wouldn't. Just the little plane.
The little plane. It doesn't move. It barely moves.
Yeah.
These people
are creepy.
Do you know how obsessed I am with that information? Two things, and I don't think they do it as much as they used to. Do you remember, Rob, the flights that that you'd be able to get cockpit communications?
Yeah.
And I don't think they do.
Well, I remember you.
They don't do it anymore. The pilots say, "We're all gonna die."
I remember when you paid when you were flying first class. You used to arrange it so you could actually talk to the cockpit from your seat. And you would go onto the channel and say, how's it going, boys?
I came back from Ireland. I was on my own. And it was Aer Lingus. And I was invited. I asked. I don't know how it came up, but I had a great relationship with the crew up there, the flight crew, the flight attendants. And for some reason, I was allowed to sit in the jump seat prior. And they would have let me sit in that jump seat all the way to landing going into New York.
You were just like Leo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can.
I'm deadheading. That's what I'm doing right now. It was weird. But I remember, this is pre-9/11. This is back when it wasn't that big a deal.
So was that the flight that you fixed the VCR with vodka?
No, that was Hawaii.
Different flight. Okay.
This flight was where I discovered Bailey's Irish Cream. Because a priest,
that's why they put you in the jump seat.
And I said, can I try some of that? And then, the angels were singing. It was like, yeah. Boy, sweet, fattening. And yeah. Get you buzzed.
Hey, Padre. I'm going to go jump seat.
Is there a chance I could sit up in the front of the plane and watch them land?
And she said, yes, sir. Go right up here. Sit here with the pilots. There
Since
you go.
They haven't attacked the World Trade Center, it would be okay if I stood up during landing.
Oh, sunnier days.
Yeah.
Sunnier days.
But I think it's so stupid because for someone, when you go back when it was a big deal, if you had like a Walkman that you could listen to music on a plane, you can watch entire movies now on your iPad. Why are you doing this to yourself?
I could be entertained. I know Josh was doing. Were you doing shtick, or is that part of the rule that you can watch the plane?
No, that is allowed in the
organ. I would be engaged with it. I love to know where I am in the air.
I don't trust the accuracy of the little plane. I think that's like, it looks like a spirograph to me.
Oh, my God. Come on.
It's the same as the GPS in your car.
It's the same as GPS. What do you mean you don't trust it? It's new. I don't know about these kids putting these things on planes.
I don't know about that, but I think it might be a cartoon that they just put on at the beginning, and they have to try to land at about the time the plane hits Dulles.
I didn't do a deep dive on the raw dogging on a plane. What is the is there anything else
the payoff?
That you're leaving out? The payoff?
No. Payoff is that you show yourself on TikTok looking like an idiot.
Okay. And just sitting there kind of
it's
with
like,
the
I guess,
position.
I guess it's like mental strength that you can do it.
It's to try to show you're better than everyone else, that you don't need your electronics, that you don't need to take a nap.
You know what I think it is? I think it's actually Much Ado About Nothing is the way I look at it. I think you can do that. I don't think it's that big a deal. I really don't think so.
I think Mike will agree with me that the best thing you can, a movie, music, anything, the best thing on a plane is if you are seated next to someone that is a conversationalist and you can talk. That's the best thing to do.
That'll make a flight fly by.
Yeah, so to speak. But without like trying to feel, you can't feel like you're imposing on them. You know, you don't want to be the guy that, but if they really are looking to talk, that's the best way to do it.
Josh, you know what it will make a flight practically unbearable? If you're sitting next to Rob and he starts sharing one of his lists. There you go. I couldn't help myself.
Mike at number 8. No, yes. I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. You scared
me. Not going to do number 8.
We'll do it
on Tuesday, though. Okay, we will.
Tuesday, Rob will give you his entire list of inside names for the show.
All inside names. There's right some there. Celebrities mentioned.
Is Wayne one of them? Wayne Newton, of course.
No.
That's
in your
not
face,
true.
Mike.
That's
no.
not true.
It's
you
true.
Know he's on
it's
there.
True. All I right. can show you the copy.
We'll be right back.
Oh, we have a commercial.
We do. My laundry detergent used to come in a big, stupid jug.
Hate that jug.
God, what a pain. And the smell, it was meh. It wasn't anything that special, kind of industrial. That's why I switched to Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce has partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, and it smells amazing. My favorite scent, definitely Siberian Pine.
Yeah, don't you laugh at him at all, because he loves Laundry Sauce.
Laundry Sauce is, it's it for me. My whole house kind of smells like Laundry Sauce now.
Do you
and
like
I'm
that?
Not I'm not complaining. Yeah. They've stripped away all the unnecessary ingredients, and they maximized hardworking stain fighters to ensure your favorite clothes come out looking brand new. And it's not just pods.
Laundry Sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, dryer balls, fabric softeners, and even candles. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your Laundry Sauce for a full refund. No questions asked. Come smell me in Vegas. My clothes are all Laundry Sauce clothes.
What's the new motto, Mike?
Come smell me in Las Vegas. Come smell me. Smell my Laundry Sauce. Elevate your laundry with Laundry Sauce. Now is the time to check it out. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you must use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, that's laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS for 15% off. Rob Spiewak, take it away with your daughter.
It's my daughter.
The flip side.
A lot of people didn't know this. This weekend, one of the highlights was I had Laundry Sauce on fettuccine, and it was delicious. So definitely buy that if you can. And either Mike is really thirsty or his video is locked up.
Yeah,
because
I
just see a
up.
Picture of him with his glass up to his mouth. But Josh, we can go forward with this. I think this is Florida, but I was not able to get any confirmation, but I'm going to pretty much guarantee that it is.
I'm sure it is.
It's a guy on a boat, and he calls an alligator over. Not a real big one, but a big enough gator to be a concern, and uses it to open his beer so he can shotgun it.
Oh.
So he's calling the gator. The gator bites down on his beer.
Yeah! That is Florida.
100%. Yeah, gotta be, right?
Yeah.
But also, don't gators have really germy mouths? I'm not sure that you'd want to do that. That seems to me.
That's not the first beer he's had today.
Well, I think that's probably
so
a great guess.
I think he's okay.
Yeah, I would guess so. Are you familiar with, I'm sure you know the movie Airplane.
Sure.
Right. That's based on an old movie called Zero Hour. They have the same plot, essentially, which is food poisoning. You know, food poisoning takes the pilot out.
Is Zero Hour a comedy?
No, it's a black and white that plays like a comedy.
Gotcha.
The guys, Abraham and Zucker that wrote the movie Airplane, they loved how bad it was. And as a matter of fact, they tried to make the plane and airplane be a propeller airplane, like in Zero Hour, but they weren't able to get them to approve it. So they just put the sound effect of a propeller plane throughout Airplane. That's the sound the plane makes. Anyway, Mike,
yes.
Food poisoning was the plot of Airplane. Food poisoning was the plot of Zero Hour. It couldn't possibly happen in real life.
Says Flight 136 was headed to Amsterdam from Detroit when a few people on the plane who had the chicken dish got sick.
I wasn't around anyone who was affected, but there were people on the plane that you could see getting up, going back and forth to the bathroom, and then also as well.
She says the plane was just about to cross the ocean, but once folks got sick, the plane turned around. She said the flight crew did the best they could tending to people.
I think they were a little frazzled because something like this doesn't happen. It's not a medical emergency and it's not something wrong with the plane, so this is uncharted territory for everyone.
Fox 2 reached out to Delta and they say portions of the main cabin in-flight meal was spoiled.
Mike, the chicken dish had spoiled.
That is so... You know what? I mean, really, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. I really am.
I might drive to Vegas.
I'm surprised they were offered food. They don't do that anymore. I mean, it was Detroit to Amsterdam, but the chicken, Mike, don't do the chicken.
You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll do what I always do when you live in Fort Myers. I think I'll drive to Miami to go to Las Vegas.
That makes sense. That makes sense, no?
Yeah. And I'll drive to Orlando.
Yeah. I mean, our little airports, you know.
I'll be taking the train to Las Vegas. Yeah.
But I can sure get a nonstop to Fort Wayne.
Indiana, when did you get back?
When did you get back? It's convenient for me.
Yeah. Man cut airlines.
It's been called the Fairway Fracas. Have you seen it?
I probably have if it's a fight on the fairways.
It just happened in Vancouver. And this is, it's funny, Mike, because don't you think of golf as a respectful sport?
You do. One where people get pissed. But golfers are inherently pissed off.
So. Yeah. So anyway, this is in Vancouver.
Oh, my God.
This is what played out in front of people enjoying a Canada Day-long weekend round of golf at Riverway, just outside Vancouver in Burnaby. One man can be seen punching another man on the ground after he was kicked. There is also a woman who appears to be injured, laying in front of a golf cart. The woman was left with minor injuries, but although paramedics were called, no one was taken to the hospital. As police investigate what they're calling an assault, golfers we showed the fairway fracas
to
today
this too,
are unimpressed.
That is shocking. I think those guys should be banned for a year from golfing.
That guy.
Good point. Well taken.
Why did he determine that? Well, I don't know. They knocked a woman on the ground and kicked her. That's a year. That's a
Give
year.
Give him a year. He can come back after that and then after kick all the year. Women he wants.
You're a woman kicker. 1 year.
That's a, golfers, gotta love them. Absolutely.
And Mike, not just golfers, Canadian golfers.
Canadian golfers, and it kind of goes against the stereotype. You think of the sweet, gentle Canadians. Come on.
Well, they didn't yell four. They did not yell four. That's what caused it. That's what caused it.
Get off of my golf course. Yeah, now you're going to die right there with that silly little, that stupid little hat. That's falling down. Great golf course scene.
If they had yelled four, Mike, 8 months. But didn't yell four, 1 year. All right, this is, I love when they take a stupid story and really turn it into something that's supposed to be like touching, to pull on your heartstrings. Mm-hmm. Here's a lady, her name is Holly, and she has a friend named Greeny.
Most of our encounters with sunfish come at the end of a line.
Digging for worms?
That's Holly.
A treat for Greeny.
Holly Jorgensen has encounters of another kind.
There he is. Hi, sweetie.
Holly wasn't looking for a pal when she first locked eyes with the green sunfish.
Hey, Greeny.
Just off her dock.
But he looked at me like I've never had a fish look at me.
From fish eyes.
Can you jump?
Came a friendship.
There you go.
Aww.
You know what's great is how everyone involved in the story pretends she's not a lunatic.
It's sweet.
There's
sweet?
No way it's the same fish every day, Greeny.
Oh, I think you'd have to ask Holly about that. I mean, once you go visit her, you should go visit her and bring her your list.
I'll bring her my list. I will. And I'll say four.
Four, and then get in a big fight and then kick her.
Now, I didn't realize this, that David Spade is one of the 50 richest comedians in America. Because he tours, he works.
And he's been famous for a long time.
He's had big movies. And I think he's fantastic. If you get a chance to see him live, it's a great show.
I think
show.
He really is a funny guy.
But he did this, put it on his one of his social media feeds. He was touring, as he always does, and he was in Kentucky. And David Spade saw a fireworks stand. And he went and he intercut it with clips from Joe Dirt. And so David Spade gets the credit for the edit. But I do love this. He actually is driving and sees the fireworks stand in Kentucky.
You got them snakes and sparklers, but where's good stuff, man?
You're going to stand there.
Owning a fireworks stand.
A lot of people say that.
And tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts.
You ain't got no donkey balls?
These are real fireworks now.
I'll say you're the godfather. Where's the godfather? Oh, my God. You think I got that kind of money?
I'm well, starstruck right now.
Well, this looks good. How much is this one?
It's $8.99. It was $13.
$899?
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
Poppets? No disco turkeys? No pyro fan? No pugs? Come on, man. Not one tarantula? Peach panthers? Come on, man. No glittering fountain, green globes? Lava dome?
Or one single whistling kitty chaser?
What else you got?
Some firecrackers underneath the table.
Oh, is that the good stuff? This one's a little quicker.
You showed gasoline. But the thing is that the real fireworks are as funny as the ones he made up in Joe Dirt.
I couldn't believe it. All you have to do is go buy a stand. I always thought they were making all those names up.
They're right there at the fireworks stand, and they were better than the ones in the movie. That's amazing.
I love David Spade. I just think that's funny that he would stop and do that. How great is that?
The Grand Reunion tickets are on sale starting today. Get your tickets for our live podcast in Las Vegas and lots more. We'll be telling you about that in the weeks to come, and we are really, really excited to see everybody get together in our favorite city, Las Vegas, Nevada, on the weekend of November 8th, and a great job on the promo done by Messrs. Spiewak and Soroka. You guys killed it, and I'm going to run that so much, it's going to be more burned out than a Rob Spiewak list.
I've got something I can show you that's not burned at all.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode. For Rob and Josh, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
TMOS Live, Las Vegas.
One more time.
Now let's hit the road for Las Vegas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the big, freaky International Hotel.
If there were no Las Vegas, where would a guy like you have had such a great career?
On a sanitation truck.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate.
Running around the desert together in Las Vegas, looking for strippers and cocaine.
I made a deal with the casino owners to get their money back for them.
And are you ready to double-cross them?
Well, they're only going to pay me 30%.
You're going to give me 50%.
How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City.
He torpedoed my casino. Muscled me out. Now he's going to blow it up next month to make way for some gaudy monstrosity.
In Las Vegas town, the sun's shining down while you give the roulette wheels a spin.
Hey, blackjack dealer! Come on, hit me, man!
Hit me.
It's a bust! Las Vegas Fun Police, hand over your chips!
Eddie? 22, player boosts!
Well, you have been Mr. Las Vegas for as long as I can remember.
Clark, Wayne Newton.
Oh.
Wayne has invited us to Shenandoah tomorrow for lunch and festivities.
That's my home.
Peacocks and black swans strolled the ground.
You know, I may hit a lucky streak and win this casino. It could happen, you know. The whole joint could be mine.
Listen, I want to talk to you about your drinking.
What happened? I miss a round?
No, you didn't miss a round. I want to talk to you about the amount that you drink.
We decided to do Vegas.
Viva Elvis. Viva Ann Margaret. Viva the excitement when these two let themselves go on a wild and woolly whirl through Funtown, USA.
Vegas was tailor-made for Elvis, who liked to sleep all day and party all night. With a little help from his friendly doctor.
So I'll be going back here during the show and drinking. Whoa, because it's so dry here in Las Vegas, singers have what they call the Vegas throat. That's when you get real hoarse. You know, like
this
that.
Isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
Las Vegas.
Turn them on in Vegas.
That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
I love Vegas every moment.
In the casino, the cardinal rule is to keep them playing and keep them coming back. The longer they play, the more they lose. In the end, we get it all.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.